This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
It's the evening edition with Lynn and Kelvin, and we're now heading to our market wrap. Keith Kamb is with us in the studios. China's President Xi Jinping is on a tour of Europe, and his final stop is France. What has happened there?
What's interesting is this is coming on the backdrop of the ongoing US-China trade talks, which are like neither here nor there at this point in time. Trump says it's going well, but you know,
that's what he would say.
It's everyone's guess.
Yeah.
So far, 14, 15 deals have been signed in France, and these range from new aircraft orders, satellite deals, nuclear as well as renewable energy. And the value of these deals are in the billions of euros, but they look more like closer to tens of billions of euros. So among them, we've got a 1 billion euro contract for EDF, that's France's version of the Naga, to build an offshore wind farm in China, a 1.2 billion euro deal to build 10 ship containers. French President Emmanuel Macron is also calling for a strong Europe-China partnership, which should be based on strong multilateralism and fair and balanced trade. All very scripted speech there. President Xi says China needs a united and prosperous Europe. So, you know, you can read anything you want into this.
Honestly, are these being said by world leaders or being written by PR specialists? Because it reads like that. It's,
yeah.
It's just buzzwords at this point.
I'm wondering myself. But then again, they did say this in French and in Mandarin. So
there you know, you go.
Yeah, when you translate it could be, you know, like back during Saddam Hussein, he used to say the mother of all battles, and you know, it's probably translated from Arabic. I don't know. Anyway, so before France, President Xi was in... I really digress here.
Yeah, you went all the way.
So before France, President Xi was actually in Rome, where Italy was the first G7 state to sign up to Beijing's new Silk Road infrastructure project. That's something that's making the US as well as their other European partners a little bit uneasy.
So you mentioned, I think, aircraft orders earlier in terms of the who knows how well it's going, some deals are emerging bit. With Airbus based in France, is that it?
Okay, so the thing is, you've got Airbus and Boeing. These are the two biggest, world's biggest aircraft manufacturers. So China has confirmed that it's ordering 300 jets, 290 A320s and 10 A350s. And all this is estimated to be worth about 30 billion euros. Mind you, back in 2017, when President Donald Trump visited Beijing, China committed to buying 300 Boeing planes as well. So 300 Boeing planes, 300 Airbus planes. You know, one wonders what's going to happen to the Boeing order since, you know, with the 737 MAX jets being the
grounded,
way it is.
Yeah.
So, of course, this spells good news for Airbus shares. And in Paris right now, the Airbus shares are up to 2%.
And for other stocks today, Sopra Industrial is seeing a change in business activities.
What's interesting is that all this is being signed on the sidelines of the Langkawi International Maritime and Aerospace Exhibition. Sopra Industrial has signed a shareholders agreement with two Japanese aerospace companies, which means that Sopra Industrial, which is originally an automotive in the automotive components business, will now be manufacturing and assembling aerospace components. So it's more of a diversification. And investors seem to be positive about this news, and its shares have gone up 5.3% today to 79.5 cents.
Keith, thank you very much for that market wrap.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my, BFM 89.9, the business station.